AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House's Democrats are selectively leaking emails to create a fake narrative to smear President Trump.
Emails made public Wednesday by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee are adding to questions about President Trump's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and about any knowledge he may have had in what prosecutors call a years-long effort by Epstein to exploit underage girls. In one 2011 email to Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's former girlfriend, Epstein wrote that Trump had, quote, spent hours with a person whose name is blacked out of the emails, but who House Democrats identified as a, quote, victim. In a separate email to journalist Michael Wolff, Epstein said that Trump, quote, knew about the girls. Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's alleged crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. Epstein died by suicide in a New York jail in 2019 while awaiting trial on federal charges. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Lawmakers in the House are making a long-awaited return to potentially end the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. The House will take up a bill to reopen the government that the Senate already passed. President Trump has signaled he supports the measure, so it's expected to pass the Republican-led House. A new AP Norc Center poll finds adults' opinions on how President Trump is managing the federal government have dropped sharply since early in his second term, highlighting the risk posed by the government shutdown and his efforts to reshape the federal workforce. The Public Affairs Research poll was conducted after Democrats notched sweeping victories in this month's off-year elections, but before Congress took major steps to try to end the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Israel's president says authorities must take decisive action to stop shocking and serious Jewish settler violence against Palestinian citizens and Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank. President Isaac Herzog added a powerful voice to what's been muted criticism by top Israeli officials. This is AP News. Democrat Adelita Grijalva will be sworn in as the newest member of the House.
Democrat Adelita Grijalva will be sworn in as the House's newest member, paving the way for an Epstein Files vote. After weeks of delay, Grijalva is set to be sworn in as the newest member of the House. That'll be one of Speaker Mike Johnson's first actions before the House begins voting on legislation to end the government shutdown. Grijalva's arrival comes nearly 7 weeks after she won an election in Arizona to fill the seat last held by her late father, Representative Raul Grijalva. As one of her first acts in Congress, Adelita Grijalva plans to sign a petition to force a vote on legislation requiring the release of files related to Jeffrey Epstein. The swearing-in is set to happen at 4 p.m. EST. High up in Juwani, Washington.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic announced a $50 billion investment in computing and infrastructure that will include new data centers in Texas and New York. Anthropic is the maker of the chatbot Claude. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.